And welcome to Wake Up Legendary. It is Wednesday, April 17th. Good morning, good morning. It does help when I'm added to the camera for me to go live. That's an important little step there. I'm the director of marketing here at Legendary Marketer, and I have the pleasure of stepping in for Dave this morning and chatting with a pretty awesome guest this morning. Before I bring her on, let's do a little bit of housekeeping as always. If you are new to the show and would like to get a text reminder of when we go live, you can text the letters WUL to 813-296-8553. If you want to go grab your own hat to throw down, t-shirt, this is my favorite one, although it's not in the shop. Sorry, guys. Head over to belegendary.shop and you can grab it there. And if you are someone in our community and want to be featured on the show, want to be a guest, head over to legendarymarketer.com/featured and we'll see if you are fit. Always apply. Let's see what happens. All right. So I see the room is filling up. Good morning. I see our regulars. Dolly, good morning. I love it. Kathy, good morning. To everyone else that is coming on in, without further ado, she has 60,000 followers, I believe. She started over accounts at least once to find her right audience, her right voice, all of that. So she's been through the ups, downs, lefts, and rights of being an entrepreneur, being an online marketer, and I think you all will love to hear her story. So without further ado, please welcome Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Did I have that right at the beginning? Anything amiss?
No, you definitely got it all. Appreciate the introduction.
Yeah, definitely. So share with us, what were you doing? How did you find Legendary? What was going on?
So prior to starting Legendary, I was working in a very demanding sales role, which I very quickly realized after about a year in that it just was not for me. And going back to even before this sales job, I was working in a gym and I'd always wanted to be my own boss for as long as I could remember. And I had tried many other things. I tried doing my own like meal prep company. I tried multiple MLMs. I tried drop shipping. My husband and I even tried doing an e-commerce brand. And it was too much to do alongside my full-time job. And I also realized a lot of what I was doing was not beginner friendly. So there was a big missing piece of the puzzle there. And last year I was making really good money at my job until I wasn't. And that was kind of like the breaking point for me is I said, I almost gave up searching for things to do, but in the back of my mind, I always knew that I was meant for something more and I didn't want to give up. And that's when I came across Legendary Marketer and their training. And I never realized I had been missing all of the important things of building a business, like how to create like a sales funnel and an email autoresponder and how to even use social media properly. And then once all that started and I started connecting the dots, it literally changed everything for me. And I had this newfound confidence and I knew that this was going to be it. Like, it was just like that light bulb moment where I'd been like, where has this been like my entire freaking life? Because had I known about this on all my other ventures in the past, I would have been a lot further ahead than I am now.
Oh, I love this. First of all, I totally get that. I've always been an entrepreneur. I'm just looking for my thing, right? That's what it comes down to. What I love is all those other business models you tried, they're all online. E-commerce, you can MLM, you're reaching out in DMs, right? You're trying to grow a list. There's all of those elements that were online, but you were missing the tools in your toolbox.
Yeah. And one of the things that always stood out to me, this is something that I don't typically talk about on social media, but I lost my brother to a very steep battle to mental illness. And when he had passed away, I was at like the height of my network marketing business that I was doing. And I was doing okay, not awesome. But the one thing that I never had was an email list. So the second that I stopped, I had nothing to go back to when I was ready to come back. So it was just one of those things where like, had I had like an email list, had I had been doing the thing properly, it probably different. There's no guarantee for that, of course, but it was just right. one of those things, like, you know, there was nothing to go back to after that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And that's actually something that I hope everyone listens to, what you really shared there with your business is, if you're only relying on putting content out on Instagram and that account gets swiped from you, or life happens and you need to walk away for a little bit, if you don't have that email list to go, here's my new account, here's my this, to reconnect with the audience you previously built for whatever reason, it's really a start over.
It is. It
absolutely all the work is lost in a lot of ways.
It's like I worked so hard, and the second I stopped, it all turned off, and you're like, ugh. And then at that point, I was just like, you know what? It probably wasn't meant to be. And you know what? It wasn't, because I always believe the universe definitely throws things at you for a reason, and I wouldn't be here now. So you know what? It was a tough time, but
yeah,
the universe has a weird way of giving you things when and where you need them.
It does. There's always something good that comes out of the darker days that we go through, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just keep going and figure it out too along the way. But yeah, that was a lot to go through for sure at that time, and to pick yourself up and to keep going, which goes into mindset. And I saw on your questionnaire, we talk about mindset was huge for you. So
yeah.
you find Legendary, you decide this is it, you're going into our education, you start applying it. What were some of the struggles you had at the start though?
I think like all of them, because one of the things when I first
all
started,
the struggles,
still going through them, but I just feel like what it was is I knew that I wanted to help people make money online, because for over 7 years, I've been trying to make this work because I didn't want to work for anyone. So like I am already naturally passionate about helping others achieve the same. And but I had struggled with my target audience. And I heard Em Walcott say something the other day. She said, everyone tries, because they try something for a couple of weeks and you put out an email saying everyone's trying to skip the growth phase. And that's what I was doing at first. I was like, well, you know, I tried this target market for like, I don't know, a couple of weeks and it didn't work. So let me change up my target audience, thinking that it would like magically like propel me into like the following that I have now. And it didn't. So because I changed it so many times, I had reached out to, you know, one of my colleagues who does Legendary as well, who was seeing success, and she was kind enough to share her feedback with me. And, you know, I had changed up a couple of things. And at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, I need to start over. Instagram has no clue what my account's about. I don't even know what my account's about. So let me start over. And the second that I was consistent with delivering things that was staying focused to one target audience, that's when everything started changing for me.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we know Instagram never knows what it wants either. And the amount of glitches on Instagram are on like a whole nother level. I don't even know what goes on with Instagram some days. It's like, just when you think you found it, like you figured it out, something else pops up. So
it's kind of like a 3-year-old having tantrums sometimes.
That is a great way to explain it. 100%.
Sometimes it's a great mood. Sometimes it's really not. And the reason it's in a bad mood is a really bad reason. It makes no sense.
Right? Yeah. And it's just, you know, like at the end of the day, there's always going to be something. No matter what, there is always going to be something. But when I started this, I made the decision that this was it, that I was going to put my head down, learn it, pivot as many times as I need to, and just never give myself a plan B. So, and it definitely makes me want to pull my hair out at some times. So, I mean, what part of being a business owner, you know, there's definitely that, but
absolutely.
But you work through it. So,
yeah. And that's the key, is just going, all right, I'm what am I tackling today?
Yeah.
And I think you actually said something huge. We talk about it a lot on Decade in a Day. We went over it even on this last one. Every time I'm on Decade in a Day, I share this with Drew and Ryan, and we discuss it, is you just can't skip the work, the growth phase.
Right, 100%.
And we see people all the time that are like, I've posted for a week, I don't have 10,000 followers and money falling from the sky. I have failed. I'm going to do something new. And it's like, it's only been a week. You haven't even shown or proven to the platform, to Instagram, to TikTok, that you're worthy of going out. You're still just a brand new account. They don't know what your plan is, what your goal is. And if you've changed your audience three times in that week too, they don't know who to show you stuff to.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know what I was doing. How is Instagram supposed to know, you know?
Yeah, you can't, I love it, Grant. It's like losing weight. You can't cheat it. The work has to be put in for the result. Yeah. And there's no skipping. There is no secret. And that's when people are like trying so hard to avoid that growth phase, that work phase, that you become vulnerable. And all of a sudden you're buying this course, this course, this course, this course, this course, this course, this course. And now you've spent 47, 200, 500, 10, 12 times.
I love that you say that too, because during that phase where I didn't know what I was doing, I felt, I don't want to like say victim, but I definitely was like, oh, well, you know, they're doing better with this. Maybe it's something I'm doing wrong. And that wasn't the case at all. It had nothing to do with the product that I was selling, but I did purchase, you know, other trainings. And every single time I went back to Legendary, because in my honest opinion, like the support decade in a day, you just can't put a price tag on that. I tell my husband, like when we're ready to kind of venture out into a different niche, that, you know, I would go back to that in a heartbeat, because in my opinion, there is nothing better than that. And the support here is incredible. So I always went back to, and I just said the other, nothing else compares. I just need to figure this out. And that was it. The content part is the biggest piece. So.
Yeah. And it's coming back and just doing the work, and it's hard. And I understand. It's just this desire to skip that phase because it's hard. It's uncomfortable. And it makes us look back at ourselves going, what do I need to fix?
Yeah.
What do I need to change? And that's hard to do, but it's important to do as an entrepreneur. It's important to do as the owner, as the CEO of your company that you're building and starting from scratch, and looking back and going, okay, what do I need to adjust, and not take it personally, like you're bullying yourself.
Right.
Right.
And that's very easy to do that. Yeah.
It's, you know, so that's why we start to look out and go, someone else has a secret, so I can skip that pain part. You're looking to skip it. It's painful in a way, but you got to just step through it and embrace it, and almost in like find the joy in it, like of figuring it out. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to reach out for help. I love that you reached out to somebody trusted for help. If you don't have that person, if you are a Blueprint student, come to Support 101, come to Hot Seat, email Drew, Ryan, Paula, me. You know, there's always some way, if you're here in this community, to reach out to somebody. And if you have those relationships with others going through the same process, that you can be transparent with and real with feedback and not take it personally, like how you had with that individual that gave you some advice on your account. That's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. And one of the best things about this is, right, like I came from a job in sales, and it gets noisy in sales where I came from. And a lot of people were complaining because the business was taking a nosedive and it was just so toxic. Everyone was so negative. And I think the difference here is like everyone is trying to do the best that they can. And everyone's just so supportive. And it's just really nice to surround yourself with like-minded people. So
it is.
Yeah, it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, when you're online too, because in real life, you're probably not around people that are like-minded.
They're
like, what are you doing, girl? What's going on? I mean, I've been in the online space for well over a decade at this point. And my family's still like, I don't know what she's doing, what she's cooking up over there. Like, I'm like, it's just, what do you mean? It's funny.
But I think that's a really good point that you make too, right? Because a lot of us, in this space, like, we have to force ourselves to be in the right mindset, like, all the time. And there's definitely times where we struggle and we have to pull ourselves out of it. But also there's everything going on outside of this that nobody sees. And it's like, do you have a friend circle that's like not super positive? Because naturally, like, I have some really good friends, but not all of them are always like, you know, happy all the time. And same thing, like, my family, they've had, you know, mental illness. So it's always, you know, sometimes when I go there, it's like, okay, it's tough sometimes, but at the same point, you know, it's nice to know that, like, in this space and being around these people, that it's just an uplifting environment.
Yeah, it is. It's so nice to just be like, okay, this group of people understands me. You know, there's a place, we're always going to have those moments where we could be like, oh, the tech, my funnel, I'm so upset. I can't get this to work right. I'm on day 12 of trying to get this to work right. I need to ask somebody a question. And if you were to complain or make that kind of vent statement to someone in your family that doesn't understand, they'll be like, why are you even doing this? Mm-hmm. But you ask that to somebody that's like-minded going through the same thing, they'll be like, oh, try this, try this, try this. It's the same question.
Right.
Know your audience, who you're asking.
One of the things that when I first started this, I was so used to have it being in a corporate environment where, in as much as I didn't want to be there, how you can always, there were always resources. So like, if you had questions, you could always get them answered. And the one thing that made me so afraid to do this on my own was I was afraid there was going to be no support. And I found out really quickly that was not the case here, because any single time I ever had a question, support was awesome at answering it. And the one thing, I had a very hard time getting on the hot seats, like, during the week because of my job. And I was blown away that they went above and beyond and they had someone just like do an audit on my account, like on a one-off situation. And like, that just meant the world to me, because I mean, when you're doing this alongside a full-time job, it's, you don't have much time. So, you know, being that they were flexible in that sense meant a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And we also have recordings. There's a lot to learn from watching.
Oh yeah.
Because everyone's really actually in the same phase usually. And you can learn that way, which is huge. But you gotta reach out for it. Like, we don't know who needs help unless you're asking for it. And that's really the first step, is being willing to go, you know what? I'm worthy of getting the help I need, to getting the answers I need, and asking for them in the first place. Instead of just going, I didn't get support. Well, did you ask? Like, no.
Right.
You did not. There's no reach out. There's no nothing.
So you definitely, especially when you're doing things, you know, for yourself and ultimately starting your own business, you absolutely have to take the initiative to reach out and find the resources when you're not able to do it yourself. And speaking to that, I can't go without saying, Sean Sarantos and Gwen had created this mind-blowingly awesome mentorship group, and I cannot tell you the amount of value that has been packed into that mentorship group within such a short period of time. Like, I'm still at a loss for words, because I was I found out about this under Gwen, and I was always naturally attracted to her content because of how genuine she was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, same thing with Sean. That's why I started following him, and they had started this mentorship group, and it's changing so much for so many people. And even from like my standpoint, like, I'm kind of moving out of the growth phase and into the conversion phase, and everything that they just provide is just packed with a ton of information. Sean has this thing where he likes to go on lives for like 2 hours, but everyone is there and everyone stays engaged, because it is just hard to not sit there and just take in all the value that they're providing in that group. So it is important. Like, I think it's very important to find a mentorship group. There's a lot of things changing in this environment. And I think it's just nice to know that you have that group in general is amazing. Everyone supports everyone. It's incredible. And I have not enough good things to say about Sean and Gwen and the amount of value that they provide. It has been so incredibly helpful.
They are pretty awesome people. And yeah, they are new speakers at our June Mastermind as well.
That. That's awesome. And they deserve all of that. They're both fantastic.
Which I love. So let's go back to talking more about just the mindset piece, because that's really what people are struggling with the most. They say it's tech, they say it's this, they say it's that, but it really comes back to mindset. And you've tried a lot of things. You've tried this, you know, you've tried to find your thing, which takes a lot to start over each time. That's a strength in your mindset. It takes a lot to go through the valley of despair to start an account over. How did you work through those pieces and not be down on yourself when you went, all right, I got to start a whole new account?
Well, I mean, I don't want to think that I was definitely down on myself at times. Don't get me wrong. Like, you're like, why is this not working? Like, you just want to like shake something. But what I will say is I got a really good piece of advice in the past, and it's something that I hold on to, is write down a list of all the things that you are tired of. Like, what are the things that made you want to do this? Like, I was tired of working for someone else. I was tired of having someone determine how much showed up in my paycheck when I was busting my butt at work. Like, I was tired of not being able to travel with my family. Like, I have 4 dogs and their food is expensive. And because we feed them raw, like organic. And I was tired of worrying about like the day that we might not have to, or that we have to stop paying for that or change their food because we can't afford it. And I was just tired of waking up early. I'm not a morning person. So like, just write down whatever that is different for everyone, but to really just write a list of all the things that you are tired and over, and just keep reminding yourself of that all like every single time, because what happens like on the other side of pushing through that is the life that like you dream about, right? Like, I have been dreaming forever that I could just work on my own terms and be able to travel when I want with my family. And now that I have that, like, it was worth it. And of course, I still want to pull my hair out sometimes, but it's worth it to remind yourself that no matter what you do, there's going to be a struggle somewhere. But do you want your heart to be stuck where you are for the rest of your life? Or do you want to push through some of the ups and downs of having your own business, but having complete control over it, and really ultimately working or earning what you want? So that was it.
It comes back to remembering your deeper why.
Exactly.
Easy as it is. What's your why? You know, that's always a question, right? But it does really come down to it. It's not about money. If your why is like just a dollar amount, you won't be as driven. You'll quit faster. It always happens. Obviously, we're in business. That's a target. That's a goal, right?
Of course.
Your business to be successful, obviously. But it's not what gets you up every day. It's deeper to go and take action through the hard days, to go and try something new, to start a new account if you need to ask questions and ask for help. It's always something deeper that is driving you. And it's usually the reason that made you curious to begin with too, because you were done.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
You were done with
9-to-5. You were done with your boss. You were done missing baseball games. You were done being tired when it was your time with your kids in the evening. There's something that you were done with, and it had nothing to do with money.
Exactly.
Product of it, but there's always something deeper in there, and it's really remembering that.
Even the money component, it's like, you know, yes, I want more money, but like, why do you want more money? Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I don't have enough. It was because I didn't have enough for, you know, X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just wanted to be able to prioritize my health, like mental health, and, you know, we discussed that earlier, has always been a very sensitive subject. And I understand being able to afford high quality foods and being able to prioritize your health has a big impact on that. So that's been, you know, a big reason for me too.
That's huge. I mean, I think that's what I think more people than what they realize they need to prioritize.
Yeah.
Self-care on top of everything, because they're just giving everything and all their time and energy to something else and not filling up their own cup first too.
100%. It's like all the late nights and the extra hours, like you don't have the energy to want to work out or the energy to want to cook healthy meals. And that's, you know, what I found. And that's why when I started this, it was one of those things. It's if I could just figure out how to work for myself, that like I would be able to solve so many of these issues that I had. And we're here now. So, yeah, but absolutely.
And I want everyone to hear that. Work for herself. There was still work involved.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't like click a couple buttons, you know, week one, and now we're just laying on a beach doing nothing and things are just happening around you. There's constant upkeep. There's constant work, but it's enjoyable. It's your own. It's for your own goals, no one else's. And you get to decide if it's at 5 a.m., at lunch break, at 10 p.m., on a Sunday, on a Monday morning, or you're going to be like, nope, not right now. I am going to go work out right now, or I am going to spend time with my kids, but I am going to do the work later. You just get to decide when that is, but it still has to be done. I think some people miss that piece along with that growth phase. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do any work anymore, and I don't have to go through the growth phase.
It's definitely different work for sure. I mean, I've always said I will work my butt off to do whatever I have to do to be my own boss, but I just wanted it to be on my terms. So,
yeah. And that's what's cool when it is your terms. And that's really the reality. So if you're hearing somebody that's not giving you that reality, I would be very cautious to follow that account.
Yeah. You definitely have to put in the time. Absolutely.
Right. Definitely. So let's talk about, you started your new account, you dialed in your audience. And I think this is an important piece because I saw it in your questionnaire. No matter what, we always have somebody that wants to just copy someone else. And no matter what we preach here, don't copy. You got to make it your own personality. You got to test things. You got to try things. You need to go back to actual strategies and try them out. Talk to us about that first month with your brand new account after you ditched the old one. What did you implement? What was your goals? What did you do every day? What was your focus?
So even with my old account, I had not been consistent. I was like, I'll take off when I want to, like, you know, again, going back to that whole not really sure Instagram, didn't know what I was doing either. But what I started doing, I started very consistently posting 3 times a day around the same time every day. But what I think really made the difference above and beyond that is everyone always talks about, look at your analytics, like look at what is working for other people. And let's not say copy and paste it, but like, let's say mirror it, put your own twist on it, like put your words to it, make sure your voice is in the caption. So it's like, you can use things and make it similar. But I think what really helped me was I was going in and every single time Legendary posted someone ranked up, I'd go check out their profile. I'm like, they're doing something right. So I would go check it out, see what they were doing, and then take a look at it. And I would look at like what their hooks were, what their call to actions were, like what were they saying in their caption? Was there like a model in the caption that like, I really liked the flow of how it like was said, but how can I put my voice and my story to it? And I think just taking a look at analytics like that and making sure that I was making it mine instead of just copying and pasting what everyone else was doing, I think was one of the reasons that I was able to, you know, get to where I was in the time frame that I did.
And that's what putting the marketing glasses on is. What are the hooks used? Was it with B-roll? It's really looking at the guts of a post that did well.
Yeah.
Instead of just going, okay, I have no idea what this person is doing, but I'm going to copy it word for word. I'm going to mimic the exact video. I'm going to mimic the exact text on screen. It's not my personality. It's just copying this other person. And then Instagram's like, we already saw this post.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who are you? Who do we show this to? Are they just going to show it to that person's audience? Right?
And I mean, there's definitely like, you know, like you can use, I think, and I have done this, like you can absolutely use like similar things. I just think it's so important that you make sure that if you're telling a story in the caption that you're not taking someone else's story. Like it's so important that you're using your voice and your story and your words, because there are certain things I've seen other people post. I'm like, they don't talk like that. Like there's no, like they don't talk like that. And I'm just like, but that's why I found it so important to, you know, you can mirror what other people are doing, but if you're not using your voice on it, then I mean, it's going to be very obvious and people can pick up on that.
Mm-hmm. they can, well, and then your voice changes because you're now using different people's voices, tones, wording.
Yeah,
exactly. How you would write, how you naturally write will suddenly change through different posts. And now it's like, who is this person?
Yeah.
You have to put on you're an actor or an actress. You're putting on a show. And now you don't know who you are. You don't know who you're supposed to show up to. You don't know why they're following you because you aren't yourself. And now that feels like work. Right. Now all of a sudden you're like, I don't even know what to post today. So now it goes 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Now you become inconsistent because it's not fun. It's not enjoyable.
No. And I feel like at the beginning it is a little bit tougher to figure things out, but like, I don't mind doing content as much now. Like in the beginning, it was definitely a little bit tougher, but once you like work through that and you figure it out, I mean, Instagram is always throwing us curveballs, but at the end of the day, it does get easier.
It does. Definitely. But you won't know that until you do the work, put in the time. We just can't be upset for 2 weeks.
Right.
We really can't even see a lot from analytics in the first 2 weeks.
No, not at all. That's why at first, I had just decided, like, I was just going to focus on other creators that were, you know, like me and look at what they were doing, replicate it again in my own voice, in my own style, and leverage that. And I'll be honest, it was one of those things. I think sometimes we forget to look at our analytics and look at what is doing well, because there were certain things that I picked up on that were doing better. And then when I started to repeat them, then, you know, it made a little bit more sense. And to that same point, even now, like when I've changed my content recently, I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again. But like, that's the whole point. Like, I heard someone say too one time, like all these big brands, they literally have the same message every single time they have a commercial. Like, why is this any different? And so it's like, how many times can you say the same thing? And this is something like Sean said, how many times can you say the same exact thing, but in a different way? And that's exactly what happens. But it's hard mentally because you think you're repeating yourself and you kind of are. But it's okay.
You are. And that's part of the with yourself. You are repeating. So then you feel like, well, I'm just doing the same content. I have to have something. And it's like, no. You need to say this over and over and over and over, because not everyone that follows you, first of all, is going to see every single video. And if they do, you're just making more connections with them, and they know that they can trust you because your messaging hasn't changed.
Right. Exactly.
Beauty in repeating. There's beauty in the messaging being the same over and over. Because if it changed, all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, hold up. They totally just switched on me. I'm not clicking their link anymore.
Right.
Time now, because I'm not sure what's going on. And that's where when marketers switch their messaging, they switch their offers, they switch their recommendations a lot. Like this week it's this week it's now something totally different. People go, what are we doing here?
And it happens all the time in this space. And that unfortunately, it confuses people. And it also makes the people that are following you also think, well, like I just purchased the last thing from you. Now you're saying that that's not good and this is better. Like it confuses everyone. And I've seen it. I see it all the time. And listen, you have to pivot sometimes. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, it's just one of those things. I think the whole point of like that is just, don't fall for like the shiny object syndrome, and like you still have to grow, like no matter what you are. And I think a lot of things that I didn't realize at first when I first started this were, and it messed with my mindset a little bit. And I feel like I'm pretty good with that, but you kept seeing all these people making money like so fast. And then you're like, well, like, what am I doing wrong? Why is this not working for me so fast? But a lot of people do not understand. These people come into this with some type of like prior email list. Maybe they were doing something else. Maybe they already had an email list. Maybe this brand new account that they're starting, they were actually sharing with another account that had like millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers. And they naturally started bringing, you know, people over. So I So it was a message to myself, but I want to share it to other people too. Like, don't get discouraged, because the times that you see that people are making so much money that fast, there's something else behind it. And I'm not saying on a one-off that that's not possible, but for the majority of the time, like, that's going to be what happens. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's important to, like, okay, is this marketer really being transparent with me? Can I trust their story? Can I trust what they're sharing?
100%.
And then going back to, as you are now building your own business, what type of brand, culture, ethics do you want to be and stand behind? So that's where it's like, stop looking at everybody else and what they're doing. What's the brand you want to be? What's the brand you want to be a year from now, 2 years from now? It doesn't matter what you're promoting. Take all of that out, because that could change, adjust, your business will hope. At the heart, what's the audience you want to connect with? And how do you want to be viewed by them online? Do you want to be positive, uplifting? Do you want to be one that likes to, you know, some accounts, they love the drama. They're a little more negative. They like to, you know, but that's what they enjoy. That's their brand that they've chosen to do. So it really comes down to picking what feels good to you, not in a month, but how do I want to be viewed a year from now? How do I want to be viewed 2 years from now? What are those bigger kind of company missions that you're setting for yourself?
Yeah. Absolutely. And Gwen said it great one time too, when I was watching one of her Wake Up Legendaries, is, you know, sometimes we're so focused on what everyone else is doing that we forget to focus on what we need to do for ourselves to grow. And so one of the things, like, even I've done this multiple times, but sometimes sometimes we just need to hear things multiple times. And it's just I had to unfollow people because it was knocking me down, and I kept comparing myself, and it's hard not to. But then I started just following, the accounts that I wanted to almost like have that same presence, where it didn't feel like, I don't know, like pushy or like icky, and that it's just like the marketing was really good, and like to help understand like the words that they're using. Like, I want to portray myself that way. So I just went through like a whole new clean out just recently also.
Yeah.
And that is one of the best things I feel that you can do for yourself in this space, is to anyone who makes some type of trigger feeling that you have, just unfollow them. Do not follow them. Just let it go. It's going to be the best thing you can do.
2 weeks ago, I actually wrote about this in an email. 2 or 3 weeks ago, one of my Sunday emails was this specific topic. If you only have an hour a day to spend on your business, and you're spending 45 minutes, and you're now down on yourself because you saw someone else's account on your feed, they're not helping you. They're not helping your mindset. No. Helping your growth. They're not helping your business. They're not helping you put stuff out there. They're not a positive influence for the stage you're in right now. Go unfollow them. If you are 100%. Comparing yourself to somebody and it is hurting your mindset, go unfollow them. Take them out of your world. 100%. Follow, keep the ones that you feel uplifted and motivated by.
Yes. And that's so important. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
We actually had, it was about last year around this time, we had a parenting coach on. And she said in the first 6 months when she launched her business, she went and unfollowed every single parenting niche that she was following, because she knew it would water down her own brand.
That's such a good way to put it. Yeah.
Like other people, and she wanted to look unique online. And I'm like, I love that advice, because when we're all getting into this, we go and we follow everybody that's in our same niche, right? But then, who are you going to be when you show up?
Right. And that is sometimes like the biggest struggle, is like, you know, like, who am I? Like, you know, obviously, like, you want to be your most genuine self. But I think sometimes that is the biggest thing, is like, if I show up as me, are people even going to like me? If I, you know, but like, if I don't show any emotion at all, and I'm like not showing people who I really am, like, they're not gonna follow me either. So I think developing and figuring out who you are, and I think one of the things is just like understanding like what your voice is really big too. And I struggled with that at first too, and I think sometimes we all do throughout this journey, and it's completely normal.
Yeah, it's totally normal. It's one of those things that we gotta just be like, part of it, accept it, and then work through it, step through it, grab it and go, we're going to tackle this. Those are one of the things you can't skip. You can't move around it.
Right.
You can't avoid it. You have to go through it. And one of those things is, figuring out who you're going to be online.
Yeah.
Being awesome, weird, crazy, amazing self, and being okay with it. Being okay that some people won't like your stuff, but some people will. And that's where you get your raving fans. That's where you're going to get buyers on your account. That's when you're going to start getting engagement. That's when you're going to get followers, when you do embrace that piece.
Yeah. And when I kind of started talking in my captions and my stories, like how I naturally would talk, like people will reach out and they're like, you know, you crack me up. Like, you know, the funny faces that you make, like just made me feel like you're real and genuine. And like those little things that people say, I don't even think they understand how much it means for them when they say things like that. Because there are a lot of struggles, but like when you figure out like your voice and how you talk and just understand, just talk how you talk in person in your content, that it really, it does make a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, Sarah Thompson from our community, she has that strong Kentucky accent. And she was like, I was embarrassed by it. I thought I should. But it's what helped drew her community to her.
Yeah.
An attraction piece, because it was part of who she was. And it's, we just got to embrace who we are. And that's where, the mental health, the mindset piece of this business that people really don't realize. It's not about the tech of the funnel. You're going to get through that. The bigger beast to tackle is our own worthiness, our own confidence, all of those that kind of sneak up behind us and we don't really realize it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. So what is a piece of advice you give for somebody that's just in the challenge right now, starting out, they're not sure what niche to go into. They're trying to figure this whole online thing out and they're just kind of in that overwhelm, unsure stage.
I mean, I hate to put it this way, but I think a lot of us just go through it. It's one of those things. It's trial and error. Like just start ugly, work through the trenches, because you know what, if you're stuck sitting there thinking about like, what should I do? Or like just overthinking everything, you're never going to start because nothing is ever going to be perfect. I mean, when I first started, one of my strengths is, and my husband like kind of like rolls his eyes because he's such like, it needs to be perfect before we can do anything. I'm like, let me just go. Like, it'll be ugly. I don't care, but I'd rather fail forward than not start at all. Because if I don't start and I don't know what's working and not working, I'm never going to figure it out. So I think it's just one of those things where, like, even at first, when you're first starting, it doesn't matter what you're to be like, I thought that this was going to be different. But when you were first starting out, it doesn't matter what your email list looks like. It doesn't matter what your funnel looks like, because you have to start posting content. If you do not start posting content, you do not figure content out, the rest of it is not going to matter. So if I could share one piece of information, it's just start ugly, figure it out. It is going to be very uncomfortable at first, but as you go and as you start figuring out what's working, then if you need to, then you can adjust your funnel. Then you can adjust your emails. But if you're not getting people to your funnel and your emails, then it doesn't even matter.
And I know
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
There is like, you have to have the funnel. Everything's the funnel. The funnel is, you know, the software, but you can't recommend to an empty room.
Exactly.
Can't. And it all comes down to, you have to have traffic, and whether it's paid or organic, or an organic free version,
sure.
And out there and getting traffic to your page first, getting a following first. And because it doesn't matter what the funnel looks like, if there's nobody there in your social media virtual room to click that link, it just doesn't matter.
Exactly. And like the niche thing and, you know, target audience, I feel like that's one of the biggest struggles at first. And it's just, just pick something and stick with it. I mean, I did not do that. And that was, if I could go back and say, like, it literally doesn't matter who my target audience is, if I would have just been consistent with it.
Yep. Totally. Perfection is a lie. The lie that's keeping
Tell my husband that.
It's the lie keeping you stuck. You gotta do it ugly, you gotta do it imperfect, and you gotta be like, done is better than nothing.
100%. Yeah, I agree.
I love it. I love it. This was such a great conversation. You need to come back and meet Dave for sure. So I appreciate you coming on this morning. And guys, you dropped a lot of gold bars today. A lot was shared. This is a rewatch all day long with a notebook, with a laptop. Get your notes out. However you take notes for advice on strategy, getting started, mindset. Heather, you shared it all. I think.
Thanks.
It was like an entire masterclass on getting started with content. So go back and rewatch this if you missed any of it. And Heather, thank you for coming on today. You definitely need to come back.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Thanks. All right, guys, you can go follow Heather on Instagram at heatherwolf.affiliate. So Heather, HEATHERWOLF.affiliate. Go give her a follow, comment on her videos, let her know that you saw her on Wake Up Legendary. Give her some love as always. And Ron, it's so nice to see you in the comments. I saw you earlier and I saw you right now. I see all these longtime people in our community and I just love it. Our repeats, hello, Bonnie, all of that good stuff. There is nothing better for free education, inspiration, motivation, all the things that you're looking for as an entrepreneur, getting started in the online space, then Wake Up Legendary. Dave has said it. He thinks it's one of the best shows out there. I would absolutely agree. If it's something you aren't watching regularly, put it on your calendar, get here, start watching, catch replays, whatever you need. It's a free resource of gold bars of people in our community that are sharing what's working for them, sharing the struggles they've gone through. And this is huge. Today was no different. If you missed any of it, definitely go back and rewatch. As always, everybody, stay legendary. Have a fantastic Wednesday.